Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Good morning. I want us to pray today. I'm coming to you with this podcast with a prayer directive. A prayer directive. We need to intercede for the innocent children that are being aborted. We need to intercede for the country of France. France becomes the world's first country. This is if you go to the Second Adam or PastorWayneSutton.com, this is one of the articles posted today. France becomes the world's first country to make abortion a constitutional right. It was Monday. It became the first country in the world to basically enshrine abortion in its national constitution after an amendment was passed in an overwhelming vote, 780-72, in favor of the bill to amend the French constitution. After the vote was passed, a room in the French parliament erupted in a standing ovation. Crowd gathered in the square and cheered, watching a large screen vote. The Eiffel Tower displayed the words, "My body, my choice," on Monday evening following the decision. This is not good. This is where the Bible says good will be called evil and evil will be called good. This is a really, really sad day. Although France first legalized abortion in 1975, the amendment makes abortion up to 14 weeks of pregnancy a guaranteed freedom for French women. And future French governments will be banned from making drastic modifications. So the fact that murdering, slaughtering babies is evil enough. And listen, if you're listening to this, I want this to be so clear. If you're listening to this and you've had an abortion or you participated, maybe you're a man and you participated in an abortion, there's massive grace. There's so much grace in God's love. But sin is sin is sin. Death is death. And we must call it out. And we must stop future hurt. We must stop the future genocide of these babies. The prime minister said, "We're sending a message to all women. Your body belongs to you and no one has the right to control it in your stead." This is the absolute genocide, and it's what the Bible says, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. So here's what I'm asking you to do. It's time for us to take this into our hands of prayer. So pray with me. Father God, I pray for every pregnant woman that is considering the genocide, the abortion, that, Lord, you would move upon their heart, you would guide their heart to let them see that gift that you've given, that children are truly a gift from you. I pray, Father God, for the country of France, for the brainwashed, evil, demonic culture, that they would turn back to you in repentance, that they would see the value of life in even that unborn child. Lord, we thank you that you are good. You're merciful and you're long-suffering. Lord, we need your help in this. Across the world, here in the States, everywhere that's listening to this, we need your grace and your mercy. But we need freedom here for these children. And Lord, forgive them. They surely do not know what they are doing. And may your kingdom come. And may your will be done in this situation, just as it is in heaven. You came to give life and life abundantly. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. So we call upon you. Your word says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Sozo, saved, healed, delivered, set free. Oh, we call upon you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Guys, this is the time. This is a lot of my podcasts are, and we want to inspire and encourage and edify and exhort. But I'm encouraging you today to pray, to take the Bible at its word, to call upon the name of the Lord, and to be a prayer warrior for those who cannot pray for themselves yet, those unborn children. God bless you. And go out there and make it a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.